So number one is the boring one, which is consistency. Like consistency and patience, obviously, those kind of go without saying, but YouTube really does reward consistency. So again, if you can do like a weekly show or a weekly, you know, thing that people can look forward to, that really helps build the audience. And also I think helps with the YouTube algorithm. I think outside of that, one thing that you can do is borrow other audiences. So if you're starting and you don't have an existing audience on another platform or an email list or something, invite people onto your YouTube channel and encourage them to share. That's a great way to spread the word. That's one of the reasons why having a podcast is a really great idea, because it gives you kind of that opportunity to invite guests on. And, you know, if you target guests who have something of a following, most people are happy to join. Like, I think a lot of people, I know when I first started my podcast, I thought everyone was going to tell me no, because I was a new show, but people love to talk about themselves. So, you know, most of the times people will say yes, especially if you approach it, you know, professionally and in a kind way. So that's a great thing that you can do. And even just engagement. Engagement in general is something I think a lot of people forget about. Again, we think so much about creating the great content, but then what happens once it's out? Respond to the people who are responding to you. Even if it's just one or two comments on a video, make sure to keep that conversation going. And then also you can do outbound engagement with other creators. So if you're like a web design agency, comment on some of the popular freelance web designers, you know, who post content. Or maybe it's even just kind of the aligning industries. Like if you do web design, comment on social media marketers because you're in a similar space and may actually share clientele or share tips back and forth. So doing that always in a non-spammy way, like not the, you know, when I first started, it was like follow for follow or sub for sub. Like don't do that. That is not cool. But just leaving genuine comments and just making friends, like that will definitely help grow your network.
That's so interesting because to me, YouTube feels like such a beast, but the advice that you shared is just so similar to what you would do to grow your social media accounts. Like, be genuine, comment on people, and just like try to connect with more people, invite people to do like collab posts or features or whatever. Like, I think that network effect is really important, but I didn't realize that it could still happen within YouTube. I don't know why I didn't think that, but that's surprising.
Yeah. For sure. I feel like YouTube is like that weird platform that it's social media, but it's not. Like it's kind of a weird mix, but
totally. Yeah,
the rules remain the same for sure.
Yeah. And I was curious for you when it came to growing your subscriber base, was there a certain like video or season that things like really escalated for you? Like if you're thinking back, is it like SEO focused, you know, keyword rich videos that really helped kind of get you in front of more people?
Yes, absolutely. So when I started out doing like lifestyle content and made the pivot to doing entrepreneurial content, really out of viewer request, because I started talking about my career. I'd graduated college and was just like, oh yeah, I'm freelancing with this client. And they're like, oh, tell me more. So I started just, you know, creating videos and pivoting that way. And I noticed specifically, because at that time I was pretty much just doing social media management for clients. And when I would put social media manager, social media management, social media marketing, like those keywords, people really were looking for them. People were wanting to learn how to do that and learn more about that topic. So I really went in. I said, I'm going to spend a year going in on those keywords and just answering as many questions about that topic as I can. And that is definitely when I saw the biggest growth in my channel. And you know, that doesn't mean that you have to be like a keyword bot, basically just like, you know, spewing out social media manager answers or whatever. Like I still did it in my own way. I still varied the content formats. I would do some that were more vlog style, some that were sit-down videos that I launched the podcast. I still had fun with it, but I always kind of try to tie most of my videos back to that keyword. So figure out your keyword. I think a lot of times we talk about finding your niche on YouTube, but I think it actually goes even more granular than that. I think you really need to figure out what your keyword or key phrase is within that niche as well.
That's super practical. Again, you're hitting us with the good stuff.